continuing the topic of Shvana, I intended on starting the rules of Shvana, Shvanach, which I've been kind of pushing for the last couple, like 2 weeks. But I mentioned a number of examples where the Shvana and the Shvanach changes the meaning of the word. I just wanted to say what I think is a really fascinating example. So I'm going to, today, we'll just spend one more day just to give a really cool example. And then Mitch, in the next year, we'll start with the Klolim. There's a sit, it says in the Torah, that when Am Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they worked in these really, really lousy places. What are they called? Pisum and Ramses, right? Now, and we were taught, at least it's one opinion in the Gemara, that Ramses is a place that was like quicksand, or was like the worst land of Mitzrayim, right? Okay, but if you go back a bit to Parashas Vayigash, I think, at that point, when Yaakov shows up, when Yaakov comes to Eretz Yisrael and to Mitzrayim, he tells him, the Paro promises that they're going to come to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, right? And he tells him, the Meitav Eretz Mitzrayim, the best of Mitzrayim, the Eretz
Ramses,
right? Now, there's something weird going on here. On one hand, we are taught, and the Midrashim say, Chazal say, that Ramses was the worst place around, right? And they was, and then here, on the other hand, it says he gave him this great land called Ramses. So what's going on? A little strange. So, the answer to this question is, you know the answer?
Yeah.
The answer, very good. Okay, fine, then you can go. The answer to the question is, that if you look at that, like I wanted to write it, the land, Pisum es Ramses, which was the bad land, the Trushim, I think Chazal called it, there it's written, Reish Ayin, Av Ayin has a Patach, Ra'am, and there's a Shva on the Mem, it's Ra'am-Ses. Ra'am-Ses. Oh, you're looking at me funny, maybe you don't know it. Ra'am-Ses, okay? That's the city which is bad. However, in all the places, when it talks about the Meitav Eretz Mitzrayim, and when it talks when they lived, where they were living, when it talks when they left in this week's parsha, when it says the end of this week's parsha, when it says they left, it says Ramses with the Ayin has a Shva, the Mem has a Shva. Says the Eben Ezra that there are two things. One is a city which was where they worked, called Ramses, and then one is the area where they lived, which was a great place to be, called Ramses. Again, Ramses, with two shvas, and we'll learn about that, means that the second one is a shvana, and therefore the way to read it is Ramses, as opposed to where they worked, is Pisum ves Ramses, with a patach on the ayin. So it would seem that according to that, if you mix up the two, and you read, they lived in Ramses, which is what a lot of people might have a tendency to say, you probably changed the meaning, and at the moment I don't have a way of saying a person would be Yetzay. So for only relevant to the Balei Kriya here, and I guess because it's not in Davening, so you have to worry about that, but for the Balei Kriya around us, amongst us, you got to know that there's a very big difference in the Shvanah of Ramses to the Shvanah of Ramses, because it changed the meaning. And just because I got another minute, I want to tell you another interesting thing, which is not about Shvanah, Shvanah, but a similar type of mistake about Mil'el Milara, the accenting of the word. A Rav of mine, my Rav in Ramot, called me up before a speech he had to give, and he wanted to talk about halal and things, the way he pronouncing a halal, and he asked me, is there any examples when mil'el milara, the accent in the word, if you accent the end or before the end, changes the meaning. So I ran through the computer in my mind, you guys, whatever, and I came up with, the only example I could come up with was the word. Gentlemen, there's a country that Achashverosh was the king of. Vahibim Achashverosh, right? Hamoylech Mei, anybody know? Kush, you guys remember Kush, you guys like the Schwarzes. No, Mei Hoidu Ve'ad Kush. What is Hoidu? Like India, probably, right? Hoidu is that, right? How do you say, however, give thanks? So which one is it? What does Haidu mean? Does Haidu mean Haidu Lashem Kita than Hallel? Right? Haidu, that's not Haidu. Haidu Lashem Kita, give thanks. So they have the same, well, how do you know which is which? So, if you say Haidu Lashem Kita, you're saying India to you, God, is great. And which is, I'm not sure I agree with that statement. So therefore, make sure when you're saying Hallel, you do not say Haidu Lashem Kita, rather you say Haidu Lashem Kita, the accent on the dal. Whereas when you're reading Gilas Esther, there he was the king of not of thanks, but he was the king of India, may Haidu Ve'ad Kush. And here we have an example of where Shvanah changes the example of the name of the city to the actual different cities. And we have an example where Mila'el Milara changes from a country to a verb. Thank you for listening.
Best Rebbe ever.